Praise the Lord, my Lord, the mightiest, mightiest prophets of the Lord, please.
Well, blessed people, I know that you are already assembled and gathered in your churches now, all of this land of Kenya, and also there are many people who have not yet gone to church in the hemisphere, and there are those who probably at this time, they are finishing their services in Asia, Australia, New Zealand, and all over the land of Kenya, and you have just entered your churches now. Now, I come to you with the blessings of the Lord in the mighty name of Jesus to bless you all and to let you know that the Lord now is a mega visit and a mega visitation to take place at Nakumen in 96. We have been receiving rivers of text on our prayer lines of cancer, diabetes, leukemia, fibrous, bleeding disease, everything, cripples, blind, death. That is such a threshold, it's such a signal by the Lord that this is time to do a mega, mega healing service in Nakuru. So you're all aware that there's a major, mega, mega healing service coming to Nakuru. Menengai 6, super glorious, grand, mega healing service. And you count it a blessing that this can happen because in the countries, there are countries out there that when you worship Christ, they persecute you. So here you are allowed to worship Jesus. And so it's going to be a very massive service. Nakuru Menengai, super, super, mega, glorious revival healing service, historic, that will take place in Nakuru at Menengai. And I'm coming to you now to kickstart the road to Nakuru Menengai. But during this time, as now we have come back to the land, and now the glory of the Lord is back to the land. As we begin the journey towards Nakuru Menengai 6, the Lord will open a tremendous floodgate of heaven of healing here in this land, that many cripples will get up and walk away. Many blind will see, the deaf will hear, the mute will speak. I have seen some of them already, it was truly crazy how the cripples will get up and walk away. The blind see, the deaf, and the dead twice, quite a number that were healed by the Lord across the different parts of this country. Was getting up, the blind seeing, the deaf hearing, the mute speaking, the lame walking, paralytics walking, spinal cord injuries healed, tumors dissolved, brain tumors dissolved, psychosis, mental illnesses healed, blood conditions, leukemia, diabetes, hypertension totally healed, removed from your bodies. It will be very massive. The blood of Jesus, the fountain of the blood of Jesus is now open in this land. As we begin the journey to Nakuru Menengai, you know very well that there are thousands and thousands of cripples in this land who are on the soil. They don't even have wheelchairs. And this is now the moment of reprieve when the Lord remembers them, in no matter their condition, no matter their situation, no matter characterization, whether terminal or congenital or born with it and so forth. But now the fountain of the blood of Jesus will begin flowing in this land from today on as we begin this journey. And you know very well, in between we'll start fasting, I'll start introducing fasting. We're simply resting a little bit from the journey, the mission in Brazil. Simply took the kind of breath, and now we'll be in the mighty name of Jesus. It will be very easy. Fasting with fluids and once in a while, food is dry and